Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
It's 4 o'clock on Sunday and it's the Moving Up team. And we have a new member to introduce. And who have we got with us today?
Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Hi. So let's introduce you to the rest of the gang. We have...
Christina.
Josh. Producer Josh is in the corner.
And I'm Phoenix.
And I'm Claire.
And calls me Sherry.
Welcome to the team, Amy. We have a lot of fun here on a Sunday afternoon. We try and get everything right first time, but there's often a few little things that go amiss.
Yes. Funny skits, yes. More silly shenanigans, leave that to Ian. Apart from that, enjoy the show and keep listening. We're on 104.6.
Hi, my name's Alicia. My recipe today is Mother's Day Treat, cream that's blending banana pancakes. This is a recipe using a blender to mix ingredients. What ingredients do we need, Sherry?
We need a small piece of butter for frying, one banana, one egg, one tablespoon of flour, half a teaspoon of baking powder. For the topping, chopped strawberries and banana, and maple syrup if you like it. How do we make them, Alicia?
First, melt the butter into a non-stick fry pan over a low heat. Put the banana, egg, flour and baking powder into a blender. Let's sit for 20 seconds. Pour 3 little paddles straight from the blender into the frying pan. Cook for 1 minute or until the top starts to bubble. Flip the pancake over using a fish slice and cook for 30 seconds. Remove the from the pan. Repeat with the rest of the mixture into the 3 more pancakes. Serve the pancakes with chopped strawberries, bananas with a splash of maple syrup. This light snack can also be eaten at breakfast time as well. So, spice your mum any time of the year with cooking skills. This is Alicia signing off.
And Sherry. Right, so we've got Toby with us and Josh and Sherry, and we're just going to talk about how sometimes you can get a bus and you just go from A to B. You might just use it from work to home or to go to the shops.
It's just like a normal average everyday bus with the whole roof on.
Yeah.
Well, over here on the Isle of Wight, we have part open top buses. Yes, if you heard that correctly, they're part open top, so you still get the canopy upstairs and the front, but if you want to go out the back, go out the back. It's all open out there.
So you're open to the elements?
Yes.
You get blown away? Do I have to wear a headscarf?
No.
No.
It's not, they don't... With the M-top buses over here, there's certain routes and that, and the drivers are really nice. They take it easy and that with the vehicles, and so they let you get pictures.
Oh, okay, because I was thinking it was going to be a bit like a roller coaster.
No.
We were going along with our arms up in the air.
No, so that...
Oh, so you can really take in the beautiful scenery. Oh, I like the sound of
that. That's a really good idea. Yeah.
So there's one that starts within this month.
Oh, okay.
On the 11th of March.
Oh.
Or 10th, if they've changed it.
Mm. So sort of a middle of the month, anyway.
Yes. That goes from Yarmouth to the Needles. And it's the top of the Needles.
That's quite high.
Oh, my goodness.
That's sounding more like a roller coaster again to me.
I was gonna say, yeah.
You go along there, you get the really nice sights.
It's
and
such
that
a
good
beautiful
place to take
coastline.
It is, yeah.
Can you get off at the top?
Yes, it's a hop on hop off. So if you want to get on and off the bus,
brilliant.
All you need to do is buy a hop on hop off ticket. And you can hop on, hop off that bus as many times as you want.
Oh,
so I'm just thinking you could spend all day doing that, really,
yes.
Couldn't you? You could go off, get some lunch somewhere, hop back on, hop off again for a cream tea, hop back on again.
Yeah.
Sounds perfect.
The way it works is you'll get certain two main open top buses, which have always done that since they got converted from normal vehicles. And then They put a third one on, depending on what's available. They have available. You got also from there's loads of these routes. Well, three open top and one closed top. So you got the Island Coaster, which goes around the whole island.
Oh, well, they sound lovely. It sounds fascinating. Do you know what? We must go out and have a go.
I think we should do our radio from the open top bus.
I think that's a really good idea.
It would work. It would work if we could get the right vehicle.
Right. Okay. So we're on the case.
Yes.
Keep listening, and we'll get that sorted out
eventually.
I'm Josh, and this is my fun facts. The weather seems to have cleared up. At least we're not stuck indoors anymore.
Oh, thank goodness for that. Stir crazy, I went.
The average snowflake has a top speed of 1.7 metres per second. There are always hexagonal, but majority are not perfectly symmetrical. Uneven temperatures cause dirt, and any factor usually caused to be lopsided. Many believe that it can be too cold to snow, but icy temperatures reduce the numbers of water droplets available to freeze into snowflakes. But according to the Met Office, this is a myth. It's never too cold to snow. It's a myth that Eskimos have 100 different words for snow.
Oh, I wondered how they managed to understand one another.
The world's largest snowman was actually a snow woman. Residents of Bethel, Maine, built the 122-foot giant in 2008. Around 12% of the Earth's land surface is covered in permanent snow and ice. It's possible to grow your own snow. Kenneth G. Librett, professor of physics at the California Institute of Technology, claims that it can be done by simply using dry ice, plastic cola bottles, three styrofoam cups, nylon fishing line, and a paperclip. You've been listening to Josh's Fun Facts.
Hi, I'm Christina. Josh, guess what animal I'm talking about this week?
Give me a clue.
It's one of the few animals that has a skeleton inside and outside of its body.
Is it a lobster?
Do you need another clue?
Yes, please.
It's put to bed in the winter in cold climates.
Polar bear?
No, it's a tortoise.
Tell me about the tortoise, Christina.
The tortoise lives for 100 years.
That's a really long time, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
What do they eat?
They eat cactus in the wild, and then pet tortoises eat cucumber, lettuce and tomatoes.
Where do they live?
Tortoises live all over the world.
Is it mainly in sort of warm places that they live?
And mainly in warm places.
How do you look after them, Christina, if they were a pet?
If they're a pet, you would look after them in a pen and a house that needs to ideally be outside.
Do they make good pets?
Yes, but they hibernate for the winter. They need to be a certain weight to survive hibernation.
So I suppose they've got to have enough sort of body fat to last them through that cold winter.
Yes, they have.
So what do you think, Josh? They're a bit of a part-time pet.
Yes. Any other interesting facts?
Yes, they store their food for a year and their shell... It's protection from predators. There are huge giant tortoises and small ones. They lay eggs.
And what's a group of tortoises called? It's got a strange name, hasn't it?
A group of tortoises is called a creep.
That's quite apt, isn't it? Thanks, Christina.
That's okay.
So, as we said earlier, we've got a new team member with us today. Her name's Amy, so we're going to find out a little bit more about her in this feature called All About Amy.
Amy, what do you enjoy doing in your spare time?
On Tuesday evenings, I go to Zumba.
Oh, Zumba. Tell us a bit more about that. What is it?
It's a keep fit exercise dance and it's really good for you.
Oh, that's good. I've done a little bit of Zumba before. Another good thing about Zumba, I think, is the music, don't you?
Yeah.
It's really lively.
Yeah.
And upbeat. Do you sometimes do your Zumba to the song Chocolada?
Yeah.
Chocka Chocka?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a favourite.
Yeah.
Is it right that your father has been on Vectis Radio?
He used to have his own radio show. His name is Juan Rosa.
Wow, so radio runs through your family then?
Yeah.
So it's like father, like daughter?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great, Amy.
Amy, I know that you go to college. What department are you in?
Pathways.
Oh, what do you like about Pathways?
The orange building.
And is that the favourite thing about Pathways, is the orange building?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, is it the colour that you like?
Yes.
Ah, oh, so you're a real orangey person.
Yeah.
And do you like other orange things?
Yes.
So do you only drink Tango?
Yes.
And do you only eat Wotsits?
Yes.
But do you very occasionally have baked beans?
Very occasionally.
But you're not wearing orange today, Amy, are you?
No.
You're wearing lime green?
Yes.
So next week we'll expect to see an orange T-shirt?
Yeah.
Got a few to choose from, haven't
yeah.
we?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Well, it's been lovely getting to know you, Amy, and we're really pleased to have you on board.
Yeah.
How did you find it today?
Really good, thank you. I really enjoyed talking to Ian Mack, my friend, and I enjoyed the show.
Good. It's lovely to have you as part of the team.
Look who's popped in. It's Hannah.
Hello.
Hi, Hannah.
Hey. How was today, Amy?
Really excellent.
Oh, I'm glad. Welcome to the team.
Okay, well, that's the end of the show for this week.
So, it's goodbye from Sherry.
Goodbye from Josh.
Bye from Christina.
Goodbye from Amy.
Goodbye from Hannah.
Goodbye from Claire. Listen next week. Thank you for listening this week.
Bye.
Bye.